sporty greetings to our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA Sonny Young. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to another expanded 30-minute edition of the Sunny Side of Sports.
Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
The Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports.
The Sunny Side of Sports Show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Let's begin with boxing. Undefeated American star Floyd Mayweather goes for his 47th victory in a row Saturday night when he takes on Argentina's Marcos Maidana in a world welterweight title rematch in Las Vegas, Nevada. When the two boxers met May 3rd at the same MGM Grand Hotel and Casino in Vegas, Mayweather scored a 12-round majority decision. I asked our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moueta, will Mayweather fight differently this time around?
Oh, Sonny, he has no choice. He must go in there this time and box, really. He must go in there and stay off the ropes, keep the distance between him and Maidana. There's really no need for him to take punishment and prove to the fans that he's a big puncher and all that. There's really no need for that. The first fight was a macho fight, whereby he proved to the fans that, yes, I can take a punch, it was bloody. Whereas the second fight, he will adjust and make it a very, very easy fight.
I know I'm knocking at the door. I know I'm almost 40, but I'm still going strong. I still feel good, and I want to go out there and perform and look well and give you guys what you want to see. The first fight was very, very interesting, and hopefully this fight, this time around, this fight is a lot more exciting. He's always in tip-top shape. And do we deserve a rematch? Absolutely. You know, I commend him. I commend his team.
He can adjust easily. Maidana will just have this one-dimensional style of just coming, trying to knock your heads off.
Let's look ahead to November, Namdi.
I'm Manny Pacquiao, the fighter from the Philippines.
Pac-Man against Chris Algieri, undefeated American, former kickboxing champion. Do you give Algieri any chance against Pac-Man?
No, really, because seriously, Sonny, he's a kickboxer, Sonny. And it's a meaningless fight, really. Manny Pacquiao should not really be fighting a guy like that. And you expect the fans to pay $1,700 to see this fight, and this fight is happening in Macau. Easy fight for Manny Pacquiao. Algieri is not a puncher. He will stand in there and fight, and Manny Pacquiao will knock him out, and he will look good.
Looking ahead to December, Namdi, Joshua Clote from Ghana. I haven't heard that name mentioned in a while. Looks like he'll be fighting one of the Mexican stars.
Sonny, that's a big one. I mean, this is the kind of fight I love for my African brothers, because not only the fight, you're going to the bank, you know. You're fighting Canelo, who's the biggest Mexican star. This fight, Joshua Clotto could walk away with more than $2.5 million in the bank, you know. And he even stands a chance of roughing up Canelo and even beating Canelo. So it's a very good fight for Joshua Clotto, and I think this fight will really put him back on the map.
Finally, Namdi, speaking of being on the map, some Chinese heavyweights are on the map these days. And you've got your hands in the ring, so to speak, with one of those heavyweights. Talk about that.
Sonny, it's nice to be back in the game, you know, to be back in with a heavyweight. I have Taishan, who I'm part of the team, and they call him the Great Wall of China. He's 7 foot at 300 pounds, and he can punch, you know. In the last fight, in first fight in San Francisco, he knocked the guy out with a jab. So we're really interested to see him go and stay busy. And he's signed with the best promoter in the world, in Oscar De La Hoya. So we hope De La Hoya will keep him very busy.
Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moueta. Namdi talks about how it's nice to be back in with the heavyweights. Two Nigerian heavyweights, Latif Power Kayode and former WBC champion Samuel Peter, are in the news. First, Kayode, he suffered his first professional loss Thursday night and the Power Man suffered it quickly. Coyote lost to Cuba's Luis, the real King Kong Ortiz, who beat the Nigerian by first-round technical knockout in their WA interim world heavyweight title bout in Las Vegas. Ortiz knocked Coyote to the canvas, and referee Robert Byrd stopped the bout after the Cuban landed a barrage of unanswered punches just before the bell. Coyote complained afterwards that the referee should not have stopped the fight, but the decision stands, VOA boxing fans. Latif Power Coyote suffers his first defeat, and he now has a pro record of 20 wins and one loss. The unbeaten Luis Ortiz recorded his 22nd straight victory. Meanwhile, Samuel Peter is getting ready for his first fight in more than 3 years. The 34-year-old Peter, who held the WBC title belt briefly in 2008 before losing it to Vitaly Klitschko, will take on American Ron Aubrey in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, in an 8-round bout later this month. In Peter's words, "I'm happy to be back in boxing."
Ga-la-la. Great show, bro.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America, VOA, Washington.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
When it comes to African boxing, Ghana has perhaps the proudest pedigree on the continent. Ghana has produced more than a few world champions, among them David Coty, Azuma the Professor Nelson, Ike Bazooka Quarte, Joshua Clote, and Joseph King Kong Egbeko. And their world title belts continue to inspire a new generation of Ghanaian fighters, as we hear now from reporter Chris Stein in the capital, Accra.
In the shadow of the National Football Stadium in Ghana's capital, Accra, professional and amateur boxers congregate every morning to train and hone their skills for local and international boxing competitions. Ghana is home to talent like Azuma Nelson, Ike Quarte, and Joshua Clote, all of whom have won international titles in their weight class. Following in their footsteps is Theophilus Tete. Every morning, he jogs to the gym and works out before heading to work as a carpenter. He does it all over again in the evening.
You know, in boxing, I don't know, when I wake up in the morning, if I don't train, I'm not well. It's like I have lost something. I have to come to the gym and wake every morning. Even Sunday, I have to jog before I go to church. See? So that's me, because I know what I want. I want to be a world champion. And that's my dream.
Ghana has a long history of boxing talent. In the Bukom neighborhood, a few kilometers from the stadium, the streets are lined with boxing gyms. Most of the people living in Bukom are from the Ga ethnic group, which inhabits the coastal regions around Accra. Fighting has long played a role in Ga culture, but the boxers of Bukom concede that they often get less appreciation than Ghana's footballers. Joseph Adote Mingle had no sponsor to pay for his 2010 trip to the World Kickboxing Championship in Scotland, but he managed to scrape together the money and head to the tournament, where he took bronze.
I didn't have any support from anywhere. I have to pay my plane tickets. I have to pay my visa fee. My plane ticket, I reached London. I have to pay my transport to Scotland. Nobody supported me. I did it on my own.
Ghana's national football team, the Black Stars, is avidly watched by many Ghanaians, though the team's reputation has recently taken a turn for the worse. The squad made headlines for high-profile disagreements among the team during this year's World Cup. Isaac Kalmedoku, Ghana's national light middleweight kickboxing champion, says he rarely sees the same enthusiasm from Ghanaians towards boxing and kickboxing as they show for football.
But you can see, we are training here. No one is here.
But if now football blasters are coming to train, you see a lot of people who come here. So now, see, we are here. We are training. No one is here. But if not, right now, they hear from the radio or TV, footballers are coming to train in Accra Sports Stadium. The full of stadium will.
That doesn't deter Doku. Like many of Ghana's boxers and kickboxers, he's up at dawn every day, training to fight as well as he can in the ring, with or without an audience. Chris Stein for VOA News, Accra.
Shegwadeyemi coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on!
This is for the world.
Game on, sports fans. And here's a sunny side of sports salute to Voice of America engineer Audrius Regis, who's working the boards this evening. Kick it, Audrius!
Kick it!
On Africa News Tonight, we let the sound tell the story, putting you in the middle of events from Africa's news to world crises. Africa News Tonight comes to you live from the Voice of America, Monday through Friday at 1600 and 1800 UTC on the following shortwave frequencies, 6080 kilohertz, 49.3 meter band, and 15580 kilohertz, 19.2 meter band. We are also live on the internet at www.voaafrica.com.
Thanks, Joe. That's Joe DiCapua, the managing editor of our Africa News Tonight program. And stay tuned. Immediately following the Sunny Side of Sports at 1800 UTC, you can hear another edition of Africa News Tonight, hosted by Yahias Wuhib. Well, our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma, joins us now from Johannesburg with a package of sports news. And Mark begins with a big international track and field meet this weekend in Morocco.
The curtains come down on the 2014 international track and field season when Africans host the IAAF Continental Cup in Marrakech, Morocco, starting tomorrow Saturday. The two-day contest features teams representing Asia, Europe, the Americas, and Africa competing in 40 men's and women's events. A total cash prize of $3 million is up for grabs for athletes who excel. Elsewhere, defending champions Uganda, Eritrea, and Kenya carry Africa's hopes for glory at the World Mountain Running Championships in Cassette di Massa in northern Italy on Sunday. Turning to football, Zambia host Uganda in the opening leg of the penultimate round of the 2015 Africa Under-17 Championship qualifiers today, Friday. Tomorrow, Saturday, Angola host defending champions Ivory Coast. South Africa play Egypt. Gabon encounter Nigeria and Mali play Tunisia, while on Sunday, Guinea host Togo. Meanwhile, Ghana's Black Queens challenge their hosts and FIFA Women's World Cup champions Japan in a friendly match in Tendo tomorrow Saturday. South Africa welcome Botswana in Rustenburg on Sunday. Ghana and South Africa are preparing for the Telkom Namibia African Women's Championships next month. The event is also Africa's qualifier for the 2015 FIFA Women's World Cup. Finally, in motorsports, the three-day KCB Safari Rally gets underway in Nairobi, Kenya today, Friday. It's the seventh event in the African Rally Championship Series. Drivers also earn more points from excelling at this event than in any of the other events in the series. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa, wishing you all a sporty weekend.
'Cause this is Africa. Tamina. Time for Africa.
I'm very excited. Chabulile.
Hola. 'Cause this is Africa. Tamina mina. Waka waka. Tamina mina sakalewa. This time for Africa.
This is the voice of America. Washington. D.C.
Hello, everybody. From that very first broadcast during World War II, and ever since, the voice of America has been the voice of freedom. So on behalf of the American people and the millions around the world who draw hope and strength from your work, thank you all for being the proud and steady voice of America.
Voice of America!
And thank you, President Obama, for your support of the Voice of America. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. I tweeted a photo on Friday of President Obama visiting my sister Maureen's classroom right here in Washington. Maureen is a teacher, and yes, she's in the photo with President Obama. Just ahead, VOA's Downtown Brown will have our English Premier League football question of the week.
Hey, this is VOA's Downtown Brown, and we're giving a special shout out to Ibrahim Nabusi from Lagos, Nigeria, on having the top comment on question of the week, which was, do you think Ivory Coast Man City star Yaya Toure will score his first goal of the season against Arsenal? He wrote, he's a great player anytime, any day, but facing an Arsenal side with the likes of Danny Welbeck and Alex Sanchez, He can help his team to defend and avoid defeat. He can only provide an assist if given the chance. We had a lot of people who said no, like Olinka Isola from Nigeria, Joshua Glaboon from Liberia, and Augustine Obuma from United Kingdom. We had a lot of people that said Yaya Toure will score his first goal against Arsenal, like Muhammad Adam from Nigeria, Abu Samuel from Nigeria, and Samuel Chialoa from Benin. And there were plenty of more that also responded to the question of the week. So here are some of the pros and cons for Yaya Toure to score his first goal against Arsenal. Pros: if Yaya plays on the attack side more than the defensive side, I can see him getting a goal, but no assist. If Arsenal's midfield plays outstanding and their defense is above par, I can't see him getting anything unless if it's a set piece or a corner kick. And since Arsenal lost a well amount of good defenders, he might have a chance. Moving on to the game. The game is on Saturday 13th. Check your local listings for the time. Next, we're going to talk about Arsenal injuries. Aaron Ramsey just had a minor ankle injury and will sit out for Saturday's game. Oliver Gerrard is still out with a broken tibia. And coming off the injury list are Karen Gibbs, Mikel Arteta, David Ospina, and Mesut Ozil. And all of them are available to play on Saturday's game against Man City. Moving on to Man City's injuries, Steven Jovetic recently injured his hamstring and will sit out Saturday's game. And also, we'll keep you up to date on all recent injuries. Follow us at facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Arsenal transfer news: Danny Welbeck's first game will be this Saturday against Man City. Man City transfer news: Sagna and Mangala are new defensive additions to Man City. Fernando and Frank Lampard, who is coming back from English Premier League. Follow us at facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Thank you for listening. And please make sure you leave your comments for next Tuesday when we do another question of the week. Stay tuned on VOA's Downtown Brown. And that's the sunny side of sports.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
The FIBA Basketball World Cup is continuing this evening in Madrid, Spain, where France will face Serbia in the second semifinal. The French are the reigning European champions, and by reaching the Final Four, they've matched their best previous performance at the World Championship Basketball Tournament, which came way back in 1954 when they finished in fourth place. The Serbians have a proud history in international basketball. As part of the former Yugoslavia, they won 5 world titles as well as an Olympic gold medal in 1980. The winner of the France-Serbia game will play the defending world and Olympic champion USA in Sunday's final in Madrid. I'll tell you how the Americans got there, but first, this important message from a Congolese basketball great.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
You need to get to the net, thanks to Kembe. The United States advanced to Sunday's final at the FIBA Basketball World Cup with a 96-68 victory over Lithuania in Barcelona, Spain. Cleveland Cavaliers guard Kyrie Irving led the Americans with a game-high 18 points. The defending world and Olympic champions also got a big third quarter from Irving's partner in the backcourt, Houston Rockets guard James Harden. Yes, I think it's safe to say the Rockets star exploded in the third quarter when he scored all of his 16 points. Klay Thompson of the NBA's Golden State Warriors Club also scored 16 points for the USA. Another key player for the USA during the FIBA Basketball World Cup has been New Orleans Pelicans center Anthony Davis. Both Anthony and Harden were also members of the USA's 2012 Olympic gold medal winning team in London. Well, the late South African president, Nelson Mandela, loved the Olympics and other big sporting events. We'll close out the sunny side of sports this evening with Asim Bonanga, a song by South African singer Johnny Clegg and his band Savuka, which called for Mr. Mandela's release when he was in prison.
Asim Bonanga,
Asim Bonanga Mandela Jina, La Pe Kona, La Pe Feli Kona.
Asim Bonanga
Mandela Jina, La Pe Kona. La Pechelikona.
Oh, the sea is cold and the sky is gray. Look across the island into the bay. We are all islands till comes the day we cross the burning. Asim Bonanga,
Asim Bonanga Mandela Jina, La Pe Kona, La Pe Feli Kona.
Asim Bonanga,
Asim Bonanga Mandela Jina, La Pe.
Victoria Mpenge.
Asim Bonanga,
Asim Bonanga Dadi wetu Jina, La Pe Kona, La Wafela Kona.
Neil Agut.
Asim Bonanga,
Asim Bonanga Mfo wetu Jina, La Pe Kona, La wafela kona.
Haungiti yei wena,
yei wena,
yei wena,
yei wena
nawe.
So viva nini la siya kona, la siya kona.
Haungiti yei wena,
yei wena,
yei wena,
yei wena
nawe.
So viva nini la siya kona, la siya kona.
Asim Bonanga by Johnny Clegg and Savuka. And that wraps up another expanded edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America engineer Andreas Regis for his technical support of the program. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.